趣派中国。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，今天我们的课呢很精彩，我们是要说 dating language。
Right, we're talking about meeting someone and going on a date.
对，就是你们从暧昧阶段到谈恋爱，是不是？英文有很多有意思的说法。Okay, so John, let's start from the beginning.、Mm-hmm. 如果你对一个人有意思，是英文怎么说？
You're interested in someone.
Or, 有一些更浪漫的，你暗恋别人。
You like someone.
No, to have a crush on someone.
Oh,
no?
Have a crush sounds a little bit high school.
对，就是比较年轻，可能十几岁的时候啊。那 when you're interested in someone, 然后 you want to ask them out, 对不对？想约他出去。
Right, ask somebody out, ask somebody on a date.
所以这里 go on a date 就是两个人出去吃吃饭、喝喝东西、聊聊天。
Right.
所以虽然这个to go on a date, 这个 date 是约会的意思，但其实这个时候两个人的关系还没有很明确。
Right, so when you go on a date, it could just be dinner, and that's all.
然后我觉得这个在国外和中国很容易造成一些 misunderstanding, 因为其实在中国 even if you go out on a date with someone, or you've gone on several dates with someone, 我们可能觉得就已经这个关系还是蛮 stable, 蛮确立了，但在国外You might go out on dates with several different people.
对啊。
同时的是不是？
是啊，因为这个就是吃吃饭嘛，没什么意思。
你们好随便哦，哎呦 ，so easy.
Go on a date, 就是认识一下嘛。
认识一下。
但是如果已经有几次了。
四处撒网，重点捕捞。
If you go on several dates, then you can say you're dating.
So when you say you're dating someone, it's pretty serious, no?
When you're dating, it's not only one date.
就是你们已经进入一个 boyfriend 和 girlfriend 的关系，恋爱关系。
可能 ，maybe.
So it doesn't need to be exclusive.
So you can just be casually dating.
随便的搞搞。那这里我刚说 exclusive.
可能只是吃饭。
Okay. I just asked you, is it exclusive? Exclusive 就是说我们两个就好好的，对吧？不要在外面再去发展什么暧昧，就是你和我，我和你一对一。
So if you're dating exclusively, usually that's the same as boyfriend, girlfriend.
对，所以这里其实在中国我们好像比较容易用到很亲密的 boyfriend, girlfriend 这样的称呼，甚至有些人恋爱中会叫老公老婆，但在国外你们的就前面要哎呀 casually dating 好久，最后说我很 committed, 我很认真，我才能把你视为我的 girlfriend or boyfriend。
对，但是不要随便说哦，这个人是我的男朋友，是我的女朋友。
对，可能会把他们吓跑，是不是？
是的。
OK, 那我再要问你一下，现在有很多人呢，他是很喜欢搞暧昧啊，搞暧昧英文怎么说
？Like flirting?
对 ，flirting 就是比较 exciting, 很暧昧的啊，或者也有很多时候你的朋友，对不对，都 set you up on a blind date.
Right, so a blind date is someone you haven't met before.
Probably less romantic and sexy. 但是而且有时候很气的就是这个 blind date 最后他还没来放你鸽子。
So you get stood up.
这时候你打电话给你的闺蜜，什么臭男人。I got stood up, 对不对？
Right, so that's an unsuccessful date.
I know. 那有的时候呢 on a blind date, 你对对方就是没有感觉，这个不来电没感觉英文怎么说？
Like you didn't click, you didn't hit it off.
对，都可以啊 ,didn't click or didn't hit it off. 然后呢这个 date 完了以后，以后你也不想再见他了，所以你就可以跟他讲一句话。
I'll call you.
But you were never ever going to call this person.
对，有时候你可能很想再见他，然后说哦什么时候再见面，他就说哦 I'll call you.
所以你看到这样的文字的时候你就知道 you should give up.
Or maybe he really will call you, or she.
But as a general rule, it means they're not going to call you.
It's sometimes not good.
好，那我们不要再讲那么 sad 的发展了，我们讲一个比较开心的。如果互相 you did click, 对吧？然后呢，你们就是开始了 dating, 成为 boyfriend 和 girlfriend。 这个时候 you guys are in a relationship.
Right, you can say I'm in a relationship.
所以别人跟你 flirt 的时候你可以跟他说 No, I'm in a relationship.
Sorry, I'm in a relationship.
I'm taken, 是不是也可以这样讲啊？
可以。
可以的啊 I'm taken. 好
对不要跟他说 I'll call you.
对这个时候你讲 I'll call you 就是比较 misleading
这个就是 flirting
哎就是 flirting 那我再问你一下 When should we say those three words
I'll call you
No 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 The other three words
I love you
Exactly
Not too early
对这个也是在中国好像我们中文很难开口说我爱你但是搞到英文大家很这也不是说随便了好像比较容易说
对你们以为我们很容易说但是
因为我们以为你们很随便但是呢你们该随便的时候随便但是该要什么付出要认真的时候你们是 commitment phobic 很怕去付出很怕专一的 so 在国外在美国这个 I love you 通常就是很 serious 然后基本上你什么就是有那种你觉得你可以跟他结婚甚至对吧
Maybe, yeah.
就是很合得来的时候。
Yeah, so I love you, you should never say that on a first date.
No.
And don't...
没有 Chinese, not even Chinese to say on a first date.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Never say it when you're just dating.
对。
And even if you're in a relationship, you should still wait. Don't say it too early.
我觉得女生千万不要先说。啊，这个时候可能我还是有比较传统女生的观念，就我感觉 a girl should never kiss a boy because boys kiss you，
嗯，
对不对？好
they might.
Okay, so I love you is very serious， 所以你呢，use it with caution， 要注意啊，使用的时候。
对对。
好，那我们再来看一下，如果说你碰到一个人他劈腿了。他在外面有小三，这个时候就是 they're cheating on you.
Yeah, he's cheating on you or she's cheating on you.
然后呢，比如他和某人在你背后搞瞎搞劈腿，就是 he's cheating on you or she's cheating on you with someone, 对不对
？Right, with your sister.
啊，恶心 ！With your best friend. With your BFF.
That's the worst.
我们上次讲缩写。Cheating on me with my BFF.
Terrible.
好，那我们最后再来看两个词，都用到了 up， 一个是 hook up， 一个是 break up.
Okay, so hook up. This is a little bit ambiguous.
这个有点暧昧，这个词是吧？因为它可以是说两个人看对眼了，互相蛮有感觉的，但也可以说就是他们两个人已经进入了那种很 physical 的状态。
Well, usually it's at least a little bit physical. It's kissing at least. But often,
亲亲吻吻
often it means sex.
Okay, I don't want to hear it. 我们有可能有十几岁的学生在听 so don't go there. 那我们直接讲 break up 好了。
Okay, break up.
Heartbreak's a part of 这个 relationship 啊、你总会 you get your heart broken and you will break someone's heart at some point. 所以 break up 就是分手。
Right. So it's a noun and a verb.
Okay, so 如果你要用use it as a verb, 你就可以直接和某人说 let's break up.
I think we should break up.
对，然后用名词的话
He's going through a difficult breakup.
就是他这个分手很难过啊，每天很消沉。然后如果你要跟别人说，哎呀，我们已经分手了，你可以说 we've broken up, 或者 we just broke up, 对不对？
So I'm free on Friday night.
对，我们可以出去 go on a date， 可以 hook up。
Yeah, don't say that.
Why not? I'm free.
If you say I'm free to hook up on Friday night, I'm sure you'll get a lot of dates that way.
That's very misleading. Probably you'll get a lot of dates with douchebags.
Douchebags.
不是很好的男生啊。好，那我们今天这个 relationship dating language 就到这儿，很精彩的一课。
But I think there might be more later.
哦，原来你也喜欢这个话题。
Well, you know, I want to help people.
Okay, so if you have any questions, 可以到这个新浪微博找 English Pod 中国或者找 Jenny 朱琪都可以。那我们下次再见喽。
See ya.